You are Locked On Balls, your daily podcast on the Tennessee Volunteers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome in to Locked On Vols, your team every day. My name is Josh Ward. Thank you for being here on today's show. I hope everybody had a great weekend. We have a lot to dive into on today's show, which is presented by BuiltBar.com. You can find it online, BuiltBar.com. You'll find a great tasting protein bar. Use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order at BuiltBar.com. In the first segment of today's show, you will hear from Danny White, who met with the media on Friday. He spoke for a long time on Friday, talking about rebuilding the brand at Tennessee and the brand needing to be polished a little bit, and that was something that interested in him in coming to Tennessee. Of course, the financial offer, being able to start out at $1.8 million a year, had to help, and that will go up every year. He'll receive an annual raise plus their performance bonuses. He's going to be well compensated to be Tennessee's athletic director, and he has a chance to go out and hire a big-time coach. That's part of his focus, to help get Tennessee back to a championship level, which should not be expected to happen immediately, but it's something that Tennessee will expect in the future. If you're going to spend big-time money, you're going to expect big-time results, I would imagine. So you'll hear from Danny White talking about the brand at Tennessee, the importance of integrity in a head coaching position, which might tell us something about who Tennessee will not hire. There are a number of names being thrown out. Are any of them the top candidates? We'll get to that on today's show. Names to pay attention to, as a number have been thrown out in the last, 48 to 72 hours. So we'll get to that here in the first couple of segments of the show. And then in segment number three, I will get to Tennessee basketball with the Vols losing to Missouri on Saturday. It was not a pretty performance by Tennessee. I thought the Vols would respond well and be a physical basketball team and look different than it did against Florida. And the Vols maybe look better at times, but not over the course of 40 minutes. So Rick Barnes will talk about the challenges Tennessee is facing. Turnovers were an issue. I'll get to that in segment number three. Like I said, it is going to be a busy show, and it starts with Danny White, Tennessee's new athletic director, who I thought was impressive. We talked about him on Friday, and I had Ryan Bass on the show, and he gave a glowing review of Tennessee's new AD. And I thought he was impressive on Friday. He won the press conference. Rarely does a new coach or a new AD not win the press conference because excitement starts to build. But Danny White also has the credentials coming in to make people immediately believe that he will be able to get the job done. And getting the job done right now means getting a good football coach. That's priority number one. He made that clear in his statement on Thursday when he was announced as the athletic director, talked about it again on Friday. He is using a search firm, so that is playing a role in the search for a new head football coach. And there are all kinds of names out there. And part of the challenge, I'm sure, will be answering questions about what's going on with the NCAA investigation, which has not concluded and has all kinds of rumors around it. He can provide more detailed information probably behind the scenes. There may be only so much he can say because it's ongoing. But that's going to be a question that coaches ask. Hey, what's going on here with this NCAA case? What am I getting myself into? Tennessee has not won much recently, and Tennessee has had a number of coaching changes in the last 12 to 15 years. That's something that coaches are going to be paying attention to. On the plus side, Tennessee is willing to spend a lot of money. Tennessee knows that it needs to spend if it wants to get the right coach. Now, Tennessee has been willing to spend in the past, and the right coach in Tennessee's mind said, I'm going to stay put. In fact, use Tennessee to get a pay raise. Hello, Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State. That happened a couple of times. So that's something to keep in mind. Are we going to find out if this job is really coveted, if Tennessee's willing to spend the right amount of money, or are the top candidates going to say, yeah, I don't know, that's still a little bit too much for me? I'll go through some of the names that are being thrown out. But before that, how about hearing from Danny White, what he had to say about the brand, which is very attractive. The Power T is one of the most recognizable logos in all of college sports, and that's something that Danny White is selling, but it's also something that he is looking to rebuild. Listen to what he said there. He also talks about the role of Tennessee fans in the rebuilding of Tennessee's brand.
The Tennessee opportunity, I saw an opportunity, and I'm flattered by the chancellor's comments about classifying me as a builder. That's always how I've thought of myself. I've never worked at the big brand place until now. And I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit, needs to be elevated back to where it was just not that long ago in the college athletic space. I'm really excited about the prospect of doing that and bringing Vol Nation together, bringing a fan base together from a positive support standpoint, a collaborative effort. It's not just the big donors, the medium-sized donors, all the donors. It's not just the season ticket holders. It's not just our student athletes, our staff. It's everybody that cares about this place. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media. Let's build some positive momentum. We're going to have new leadership in our football staff. We have great leadership across the board in all of our sport programs. They need all of our support. And positive momentum comes from everybody that cares about UT athletics. And I'm really looking forward to the charge of hopefully doing my part to inspire that. But again, it's an all hands on deck type of deal. There's no one person that can do that. And if we all work together and get the right people, as I mentioned, on the bus here, I couldn't be more excited about the success that we can have here.
I said on Friday's show that I think the mere presence of Danny White helps Tennessee in searching for coaches. I think he's really respected. Coaches know his name. He has a lot of connections. He's done a good job hiring in the past at Buffalo and UCF. Danny White brings credibility to go along with Tennessee, which again is an attractive name, and Tennessee has money to spend. That's why big names have been thrown out already. Big names, in my opinion, like Matt Campbell, James Franklin's been thrown out, PJ Fleck at Minnesota. All of these coaches are going to come with a, well, hold on a minute, or a yeah, but this is a Tennessee program that has not won much. If Tennessee could get a coach like James Franklin, a coach like Matt Campbell, then in my opinion, Tennessee should be thankful. Would they win championships? I don't know. PJ Fleck, would he win a championship? I don't know. He would be a better coach than the one Tennessee just had. All of those guys that I just mentioned won. I'll go through more names. The names that are very popular have included Hugh Freeze over the last few months and Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin is a very popular name among Tennessee fans. There is an obvious reason to think that that might not happen. It's 2009 when he was Tennessee's head coach and left after a year. But not only that he left after a year, the fact that he left with NCAA issues hanging around Tennessee's football program, that to me would probably be an issue, as Tennessee right now is going through NCAA concerns and is expecting NCAA penalties. Remember, when Lane Kiffin left, he went to USC, which was also dealing with NCAA penalties, and it did not go well with him trying to win at USC while that was going on. But also, remember last week at the press conference, Randy Boyd, Tennessee's president, repeatedly said integrity is going to matter here. Integrity is going to be important for the people who are coaching our different sports, that coaches are going to have to do things the right way. And there would be some questions there with Lane. And then on Friday, Danny White at his press conference said this about coaching candidates at Tennessee.
Integrity is an enormous part of who I am, of the people that we hire. I want a head coach that I can trust unequivocally, and that I know that that person is going to hire a staff full of high character people. And that goes beyond just staying within the rules or following regulations, whether they be university, conference, NCAA. It's bigger than that. It's having the right moral compass that's going to rub off on our student athletes, be a role model for our student athletes, and make sure that we're developing them in every way possible that their parents would be proud of, that all of us would be proud of. Integrity is huge.
Was that Danny White describing Lane Kiffin right there? I'm not so sure. What about some other names that are being thrown out? That's coming up next here on Locked On Vols. You will also hear from Pete Thamel of Yahoo Sports, who talks about some names to pay attention to here early on. Tony Elliott of Clemson is another coach that's being talked about. I'll get to that coming up in the next segment of Locked On Vols. Today, first presented by Keeps. Guys, if you are dealing with the loss of hair, it's not something that you want to hear about. It's not something that you want to talk about, but it is very common. Did you know that 2 out of 3 men will experience some form of male pattern baldness by the time they are 35? The best way to prevent hair loss is to do something about it while you still have hair left. You can get treated from home thanks to Keeps. And Keeps offers generic versions of the only 2 FDA-approved hair loss products out there. You may have tried them before, but probably never for this price. Prevention is key, and they can help you save money in the process and keep it confidential. It's very simple with Keeps, which has more 5-star reviews than any of its competitors, and more than 100,000 men trust Keeps for their hair loss prevention medication. If you are ready to take action and prevent hair loss, go to keeps.com/lockedoncollege to receive your first month of treatment for free. That's keeps.com/lockedoncollege to get your first month of treatment for free. Today's show is also brought to you by betonline.ag. We have the Super Bowl set up now. There are going to be all kinds of props that you can take advantage of at betonline.ag. It's the biggest game of the year, biggest sporting event, and it's going to have a huge buildup for the next couple of weeks. Can you believe Tom is back in another one? Not only do you have the Super Bowl, you have college hoops, you have the NBA, you have the NHL going on, you have future bets, including next year's college football national championship. You can find all those lines, all those odds, when you go to betonline.ag. If you've been sitting on the sidelines, if you've heard about different spreads and you think, you know what, I want to check this out. If you've been checking out Locked On Bets, then you can go to betonline.ag, sign up today for a free account, and use promo code Locked On for your 50% welcome bonus. Go to betonline.ag and make sure to use promo code Locked On. That's one word to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. So there have been a number of names thrown out over the last few days with Tennessee's coaching search. Something that's funny that's been mentioned, a lot of people are talking about how Danny White is keeping this close to the vest and not much is leaking out, while at the same time I'm seeing all different kinds of names being thrown out. So we'll eventually find out who Tennessee is going to hire as the head coach. If it's one of the names that has been thrown out over the last few days, was it really airtight, or did just some people knew and some people didn't? I guess we'll find out here probably soon. I said last week I thought Danny White would probably go as quickly as possible. That's not an uncommon opinion. A number of people have thrown that possibility out. I threw a few names out last segment. I mentioned Matt Campbell at Iowa State. He's terrific. James Franklin at Penn State has won a ton. PJ Fleck at Minnesota has an interesting personality. It'd be interesting to see how that would go in Knoxville. He's also had success where he's been a head coach. Sonny Dykes' name has been thrown out. Tony Elliott was a popular name over the weekend. He's the offense coordinator at Clemson. He is terrific. He has not been a head coach, but he is very much respected, and at some point, he's going to be a head coach. Could that be at Tennessee? I said at the end of last week, I would think Tennessee wants to go after somebody who has head coaching experience because Tennessee needs that, but also remembered that if you looked at the last two UCF hires by Danny White, Josh Heupel, he was an offensive coordinator, Scott Frost, he was an offensive coordinator when hired by Danny White at UCF. You have other names like Lance Leipold at Buffalo. He was hired by Danny White, so there is that connection there. There are a number of names that have been thrown out. Neil Brown at West Virginia, Scott Satterfield at Louisville. That came from Pete Thamel as well. Listen to what he said about names that he thinks would be in play at Tennessee and also what kind of impact he expects to be made at Tennessee with Danny White at UCF. This is Pete Thamel on the College Football Podcast at Yahoo.
If I'm Danny White, I target one of these three guys if he's not going to go after Lance. And you can't have a search and land the plane and talk to a guy. You've got to go covert, get somebody on board, pull them and go. And I think the three candidates would be Neil Brown at West Virginia, Scott Satterfield at Louisville, and Sonny Dykes at SMU. I think you could – now, we could talk about this guy's a candidate. Should it be this guy? Tony Elliott at Clemson is another name. If I was to do five names, I'd put Lance and Tony there. But if you want a sitting head coach – Sonny was a Power 5 coach. He's not right now at SMU, but he's built them into a Power 5 capable program. I think you need somebody with some gravitas, with some chops, and I feel like those would be – that would be a candidate pool – of which you really couldn't go wrong. There's a little bit of a reach factor there, and maybe some of those guys think they have better jobs now. But I do think the whole paradigm of the Tennessee job changes when you bring in Danny White because it shows an end to the old guard, the start of stability. If Phil Fulmer was still there, you'd still be plodding through those same old recycled names. So I really think this is the dawn of a new day for Tennessee.
That is something you love to hear if you are a Tennessee fan. And that's why I said that I think Danny White brings credibility to Tennessee, and Danny White gives Tennessee a chance to at least be heard by other coaches. We'll see if this moves quickly. There's a belief that it moves quickly. Will it, in the next couple of days? I guess we'll get our answer if it's moving as quickly as I might think or people are hinting at out there. Danny White was at the basketball game on Saturday night when Tennessee was playing Missouri, but that doesn't mean he wasn't working phones. That doesn't mean he wasn't traveling and then traveling back. But trying to keep things as quiet as possible while reports come out, and there are all kinds of connections. While Tennessee might try to keep things quiet, that doesn't mean that agents aren't keeping things quiet. And you can have misinformation that is passed along. When you hear this many names, I mean, we've heard, what, 5, 6, 7 names that have been thrown out as legit possibilities. There's a reason that that's the case. So you try to see what's real, what's not. How many people are throwing out the same name? There was a lot of Tony Elliott talk at Clemson. And just because Jeremy Pruitt didn't work out as an assistant becoming a head coach does not mean that Tony Elliott could not work out. They are two different people. Tony Elliott's an offensive coach. He could be a really good hire. The truth is that nobody knows what's going to happen. If they hire Matt Campbell, there's no guarantee that he wins a championship at Tennessee or is truly a contender at Tennessee. You never know. Jim Harbaugh at Michigan was thought to be a sure thing. Tom Herman at Texas, thought to be a sure thing. That's who LSU wanted, but he chose Texas, so LSU ended up with Ed Orgeron. LSU won a national title. Tom Herman got fired. There are so many examples I could come up with where it wasn't a sure thing. He was taking over a good situation, but was it a sure thing when Lincoln Riley took over for Bob Stoops, having not been a head coach? No. He's turned out to be a pretty good coach for them as a head coach. So nobody knows. You can take educated guesses. No doubt that's what I'm trying to do as well, but at the end of the day, it still feels like that, an educated guess. In the meantime, players are wondering what's going on. As classes started up last week, we had word on Friday that there might be starters who entered the transfer portal who come back. There was, of course, speculation on who that could be. Could that be Henry To'oto? Could that be Quavarius Crouch? Could that be Wanya Morris, as there was talk that maybe he wasn't going to end up at Oklahoma? This was pretty weird. On Sunday, Darnell Wright tweeted out, "Hey, follow this account on Instagram as I'm going to announce where I'm going to play football next year." As of this recording, Darnell's name was not in the transfer portal. That doesn't mean that he's not planning to go somewhere else, but who knows? That's just added to the weirdness of this story, Tennessee in the offseason and the transfer portal. We'll probably see more stories like that. On Friday, news came out in the afternoon that Key Lawrence had entered the transfer portal. That's not good news for Tennessee. Lawrence was the highest-rated signee in Tennessee's 2020 class and was thought to be a really important player heading into this upcoming season with Bryce Thompson turning pro. And actually, think about this. There is a chance that this upcoming season, Tennessee will play football without the top signee from the last four classes. Tennessee's top signee in 2018 was J.J. Peterson. He's not on the team. The top signee in 2019 was Darnell Wright. He appears to be considering leaving. The three guys rated below him, by the way, were Henry To'oto, Wanya Morris, and Quavarius Crouch. All of those guys are in the transfer portal. The top-rated signee in 2020 class was Key Lawrence. He's in the transfer portal. And then the top signee for 2021 is Dylan Brooks. And a report came out last week that he had requested his release from the letter of intent that he signed. So there's a chance that Tennessee will play next season without the top signee in its last four classes. The top signee in 2017, by the way, was Trey Smith. He's, of course, moving on to the NFL. That's a scary thought from a personnel standpoint, and that will make it difficult to grow. Now, players can always come back from the transfer portal. Until they leave, they are not technically gone, but that's something to pay attention to. Last week at the press conference, Danny White talked about establishing leaders among the team, have them vote on that, and maybe that's something that can help get the culture moving in the right direction. But there's a lot at stake right now, and as Tennessee looks for a new head coach, players are going to look at all their options and try to figure out what's best for me. That's something that the players are thinking about right now. This will, of course, be an ongoing conversation this week. Perhaps by tomorrow's show, Tennessee will have a head coach. Either way, I'll be talking about it right here on the show. Coming up next, I'm going to talk about Tennessee's loss to Missouri on Saturday. That's not what the Vols needed. I thought Tennessee would respond, and it did not happen. You'll hear from Rick Barnes talking about what happened on Saturday. Coming up next, right here on Locked On Vols. Today, the show is presented by BuiltBar.com with so many amazing flavors for you to choose from. BuiltBar.com is a great tasting protein bar. It's a protein bar, but it tastes like a candy bar with so many flavors. As I mentioned, like some of the new flavors include caramel brownie, cookies and cream, carrot cake. Some of the original flavors include coconut almond, raspberry, peanut butter brownie, salted caramel, double chocolate. They have so many flavors for you to choose from. All the bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft. They're easy to chew. They are convenient. If you need something to fill the middle of your morning or the middle of the afternoon or something to eat early in the day, if you don't have time for breakfast, a Built Bar can be a great replacement option for you. Go to BuiltBar.com and check out all the flavors. Check out the nutritional information as they are high in protein, low in calories, low in sugar, high in fiber. BuiltBar.com is the website. Use promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. Tennessee lost 73-64 to Missouri on Saturday night. Remember a few weeks ago, Tennessee opened SEC play with an impressive win, blowing out Missouri. It was never close. Well, the script was flipped on Saturday. It was not quite like it was in the first game, but this was one that Missouri controlled throughout, similar to how Tennessee controlled the previous game. How about this? The two teams have played two games this season, and there has not been a lead change in either game. Tennessee led the entire way in the first game. Missouri led the entire way in the second game. And Tennessee got off to a bad start with missed free throws and turning the basketball over. The Vols actually shot pretty well for the game. For the game, Tennessee and Missouri each shot 43% from the field, roughly. Tennessee shot 40% from behind the three-point line, but Tennessee turned the ball over too much. 15 turnovers in the game, and Missouri had a slight rebounding advantage and got some key rebounds late when Tennessee was trying to give itself one final shot to win the game. It just wasn't enough. Jaden Springer didn't play, and it's very obvious Tennessee misses him. Santiago Viscovi is not playing at 100%. He was rough on Saturday night, and John Fulkerson was non-existent for a lot of the game. His first basket, I think his first shot attempt, came 28 minutes into the game. He had 7 points for the game, 6 rebounds, and again, it just wasn't enough. Eve Pons led Tennessee in scoring with 20 points. After the game, Rick Barnes was asked, okay, what's going on with the offensive end? He said he's overall not too concerned with the defense, but the offense has to be better. Here's what Rick Barnes said about that end of the floor after the loss to Missouri.
Well, you go back to the last two games, we've turned the ball over, you know, what, 36 times? And you can't do that. You really can't do it at home, but I think you got to give your opponent some credit for that. I think that when people are pressuring you that hard, you've got to be able to drive the ball to get them off of you. And we don't have enough guys right now that are willing to go make that kind of play. I think we've got guys with the ability to do it, but they're going to have to go and not predetermine when they're driving the ball what they're going to do with it. They've got to go until they're stopped. And Missouri does a good job of getting into the gaps, and they maybe not full body all the time, but they do a good job of their gap strips. And we just got to get everybody confident. Tonight I thought Eve played with more confidence on the offensive end. We told Josiah and he before the game, if they didn't shoot the ball, we were taking them out, because we can't play with, you know, two guys that aren't looking. It's putting all the pressure on other guys to do some things. Obviously, the scouting report on John Fulkerson is to be physical, try to be very physical with him, try to stand him up. And so he's going to have to get used. He had some looks at it tonight. He had 5 turnovers. I think they were all in the first half, I think. But that was tough. And then the free throws to start the game, it just, you know, to create confidence, you just don't want to keep digging yourself out of a hole in two games in a row that we've done that. And so I don't think there's any question the scout report is going to be pressure these guys, see if they want to, are willing to put it on the floor and see what they're going to do with it. And even with that said, you look at the game tonight. I mean, the free throws hurt too. When you're behind, you cannot turn it over. You can't turn it over at all. And then you cannot give up second shots at any point in time. And even there at the end of the game, when they're trying to manage the clock and we're trying to create some chaos a little bit there and get some things going, we still had some chances, but we couldn't finish it with some, we had some good looks at it, but we gave up a big offensive rebound that one hurt. And as hard as we fought to grind back in it, we just got to get everybody back healthy and strong, and we'll be all right.
And I agree with that. I think Tennessee will be all right. The goal with Jaden Springer should be to get him back to 100% and do what they need to do as best they can to make sure he's healthy for the entire season. Right now, it doesn't matter that much. Obviously, you want to win games, and Tennessee wants to play better, but how Tennessee's playing in January is not that big of a deal. It needs to get better, and there's some real questions about leaders stepping up and being tough enough and being physical and having guys that will take charge. Those are real questions to ask right now, but there is still a long way to go. So Tennessee has not responded the way that I expected after the loss to Florida, that was not a good showing. And Missouri made quite a statement on Saturday. That was an impressive performance by Konzo Martin's team. Alabama continues to lead the way in the SEC. The test this week for Tennessee will be at home against Mississippi State on Tuesday. That is one that Tennessee should absolutely win. And then Saturday is a big game against Kansas. Tennessee has dropped to number 18 in Ken Pomeroy's rankings. At KenPom.com, Tennessee is number 18. Kansas is number 17. So right now, those are very comparable teams. Kansas has lost three straight games. The Jayhawks lost to Oklahoma this past weekend. So this Saturday, we'll get a really good idea where Tennessee stands against what is a really good team, but also a team that's dealing with its own issues right now. So Mississippi State on Tuesday, Kansas on Saturday, and I'll be talking more basketball this week. The focus is Tennessee football, but this is a basketball team that still has a ton of potential, and I think it will be fine, but it obviously has some things to work on right now. Rick Barnes knows that. The players know that. Let's see how they respond as this week goes along, as we start to head into the month of February. I appreciate you being here on today's show. There is a lot happening with Tennessee football, Tennessee athletics. Welcome new listeners. If you're checking out Locked On Vols for the first time, thanks to everyone who has helped spread the word on social media, on message boards, maybe texting a friend saying, hey, check out Locked On Vols. I really do appreciate it. It means a lot. I will see you again here tomorrow with the latest on what's going on with Tennessee here on Locked On Vols, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.